This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. DeKalb County elections officials could decide later today how old you have to be to run for office in the new city of Stonecrest. Mary Pat Hector is a 19-year-old Spelman College student who is running for the District 4 seat on the city council. However, one of her opponents is contesting her candidacy because of her age. To run for any elected office in the state of Georgia, state law sets a minimum age of 21 unless a city's charter says otherwise. But the charter for the city of Stonecrest doesn't give a specific age. Mary Pat Hector is in studio to talk about it. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Why did you decide to run for city council?
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. After the presidential election, personally for me, it was very heartbreaking to see the results. I was actually on my college campus when the results started to go in, and we began to see, like, you know, Hillary Clinton may not be president of the United States. It was at that time where a lot of my peers who really didn't want to vote but did, or even some who didn't vote, were pretty much saying, like, the system is rigged and we really don't believe in the political system. And within my own city and my own community, well, at the time, my own county, DeKalb County, my community was now becoming the city of Stonecrest. And so I figured, you know, and they also figured, some of the students were like, you know, well, why don't you do it?
How did you get on the ballot?
Yeah, so before I even got on the ballot, one thing that I wanted to ensure was that I met all of the qualifications. So I did want to ensure that everything was taken care of. So I contacted the DeKalb County Voter Registration and Elections Office based off the qualifications in the Stonecrest Charter, that is local legislation. I met all of those qualifications. You know, weeks later, I qualified on January the 9th, and I was placed on the ballot. And 11 days later, my opponent decided to contest my race.
And that brings up a question that I would imagine others have, too, that perhaps you are too young to run. How do you respond to those folks?
Well, you know, a lot of people associate age with experience. And I think that that's you can't necessarily say because a person is a certain age, they don't have experience. The truth is, and I'll be quite frank with you, between myself and my opponent, I'm the only person that has had the opportunity to work with President Barack Obama on criminal justice reform, on My Brother's Keepers initiatives, work with mayors all over the country, with Cities United and the National League of Cities, working on Black male achievement and other issues impacting communities of color. And so I think oftentimes people associate age with experience when I feel that I have a lot of experience.
So as you were saying, you have a history of community engagement. You started when you were young. You started as an activist when you were 10. What happened at 10 years old?
It was really gun violence that really got me involved in my community service activism. I just noticed that my friends were turning to violence as the answer. There was really nothing for us to do in Stone Mountain, Georgia, but get into trouble. And I realized, like, even by the age of 15, that I had attended more funerals than graduations. So just the community that I was in made me want to get involved. I could either go down the right path or the wrong path. And I'm grateful that I had an amazing support system, such as friends that decided to sleep outside with me on Memorial Drive for a weekend, which is actually how I got the attention of leaders like Reverend Sharpton and others. But
is that what you did when you were?
Yes, when I was in Stone Mountain, we decided to have a sit-in on Memorial Drive for a weekend to bring attention to the gun violence. We reached out to news outlets. We reached out to political officials, public officials. We reached out to even pastors within the community, and literally no one showed up. And so that day we just started, I'm like, you know, what do we do now? So we just started calling news stations right then and there, like, hey, we have a tip. They're like, young people outside. We were middle and high schoolers from Stone Mountain Middle and High School. And on the line that the radio station that I was calling in, it was 1380 WLK. And I hated AM radio. My mom used to make me listen to it all the time. But I remembered the name Al Sharpton. Keeping it real with Al Sharpton, my mom listened to it all the time. Mm-hmm. So he answered my call. And when he answered my call, I'm like, you know, what are you going to do about the violence happening in Stone Mountain? You claim that you are a civil rights activist and, you know, you do a lot for the Black community. What are you going to do to stop my friends from dying? And literally 15 minutes later, the Atlanta chapter of the National Action Network came. And ever since then, I've just been involved with National Action Network. And by the age of 13, I became the National Youth Director for Reverend Sharpton's organization.
Wow. You've been busy.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe I have the experience, and I feel like through my years of community activism, I've also had the opportunity to learn a lot from public officials and political officials who have mentored me along the way and who I've actually been able to work with. And why not do it now?
Mary Pat Hector is a 19-year-old Spelman College student running for a seat on the new Stonecrest City Council. The election is March 21st. Thanks so much, Mary Pat.
Thank you for having me.
In a statement, candidate George Turner said that his complaint is not a personal challenge against Mary Pat Hector. Turner says he's challenging the DeKalb County Election Board to ensure that all candidates are qualified to run. The Election Board will consider Mary Pat's eligibility in a hearing later this afternoon. You're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta.